Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 95. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello, and you know what time it is. It's time for me to talk about what's going on in my mind. And today, I'm going to be very, very honest with you guys. I need sleep to succeed. And what I mean by that is I need all the rest that I can get in order to create all the content that I do on a daily basis. And obviously, I have a quote before we start. Sleep is an investment in the energy you need to be effective tomorrow. So, yeah, I mean, in order for me to, you know, record these podcasts, yeah, I got to get my rest because, you know, these take a little bit of time. And, you know, a lot of times I am recording a lot of these ahead of time. And some days I'm recording three of these and then still writing blogs or recording three of these and working on a book. But what I'm going to tell you guys is don't fall for the work and get no sleep ordeal, because for me, that's never going to happen in my lifetime. I mean, for people who made it and grinded through not getting any sleep, that's great, more power to you. But I'm going to tell you, I'm never going to work 18 hours in a day. I mean, I tend to plan my days most of the time, you know, through knowing like certain tasks that will be worked on and others will be worked on, you know, at a later date or another day. But it's different for me because, you know, I am a writer, I am an author, things of that nature. Now, CEOs and entrepreneurs, great, knock yourselves out, you know, with what you have to do for yourselves. And a lot of them have to work long days. But for me, I mean, I can work on certain projects a few hours a day, and then I've got to spend my time thinking and observing the world to get new ideas. I mean, I definitely need my sleep to succeed and do well because, you know, if I don't get sleep, trust me when I tell you, I am a very grumpy guy. And when I'm sick, that seems to be the time where I don't get as much sleep. I get the sporadic, like 2 hours here, and then I'm up three, then I, you know, but that's a whole nother story. But what I will say is that when I get sleep, I write better, which is pretty much why I don't write as much when I don't get enough sleep. And in all honesty, my books are written on a good 8 hours of sleep, bare minimum. But if I get six, I can manage. A lot of my writing gets done at night. The funniest thing, it's a lot of Friday nights, with my writing, and it's, you know, that's where a lot of my content, you know, gets written. My mental focus is always there, and that's when I feel like my content is valuable, and, you know, when I'm getting the rest that I need. Like I've said in previous podcasts, I do my self-care Sundays. I make sure that I keep, you know, my health, you know, going as far as, you know, mental, spiritual, you know, emotional, you know, physical, all of those things are important to me. So I have to make sure that I keep myself balanced at all times. The reality is, well, you have to do what works for you. And just don't get caught up in feeling pressured to be awake till all hours of the night if it's not going to benefit you in the long run. Because a clear mind and eating right will definitely help you to stay fresh, have a good perspective, and it allows you to get things done. And that's just a big thing for me. I do eat healthy for the most part. I do indulge in chocolate chip cookies. That's a weakness of mine. But then again, that's been a weakness of mine since I was 3 years old. So, you know, you got to have balance somewhere, right? That's what my doctor tells me. I know a lot of motivational videos that say you have to be up to 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. some nights to get stuff done. I mean, I'll be brutally honest with you. I've stayed awake till 3 and 4 a.m. Maybe about 4 to 5 times in the 6 years I've been doing this. I've stayed up to 5 a.m. and then went to sleep and then woke up at 10 and went back at it again. But, you know, those were like in the earlier years where I was like gunning for like, you know, a certain goal or whatever the case is. But now I'm like, you know, do I really need to be up late? No. So it's like, you know, I can write till about from like 7 to like 10 at night or 7 to 11 and bang out like 4 or 5 chapters and be like, all right, I'm accomplished for today. And then go to bed at like 1 a.m. and wake up at 8 and, you know, go at it again. You know, that's just, and that's on the weekend. That's not saying I do that during the week. That'd be a little nuts because I have a full-time job. But I don't know. Like, I feel like, you know, each day I can compartmentalize what I need to do. Like, during the week, I'll record, you know, my podcast sometimes. Sometimes on the weekends, I do stuff. It just, you know, it just depends on what I'm focused on and what I want to do and what my energy feels like. And, yeah, how much sleep I get. It's always going to be, for me, about working smarter and not harder. So it's more of working on certain things one day and then doing task another day. It's pacing myself, knowing the longevity of the process. You know, I'm willing to write the, you know, the content and do all these things, but I don't feel pressured or flustered, you know, to be doing all these things all at once. You know, it's staying organized and it's, you know, sleeping comfortably at night, knowing that I've done the work that I needed to do. I don't go at this 7 days a week like I used to. I spread myself out now, especially now that I am in year 6 of this, as I'm recording this. You know, I've created a lot of content. I've, you know, had so many podcasts and then revamped my whole podcast and, you know, where I'm going with it. And now I'm turning my blogs into a podcast, which is a beautiful thing. The blogs will, you know, kind of give you, you know, a brief synopsis on it, but then, you know, I jump behind the microphone and sometimes certain things come to me that I didn't put in my blog. So, you know, it's two different dynamics and it's two different ways to look at different things. Some people don't want to read, some people want to listen. So I got to cater to everyone as much as I can, but, and I love to sleep. That's another thing too. So yeah, sometimes I can overdo it, but I try not to these days. And, you know, I want you guys to get the rest that you need. Please get the sleep that you need. You're going to be way more successful in the long run when you get the rest. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying don't stay up sometimes till 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning to get work done. If that's how you got to do it, then that's how you got to do it. Like, you know, a hypothetical situation is, you're married and you have 2 kids, and by the time you go through working your job full time, coming home, cooking dinner, spending time with the kids, making sure they're catered to, taking care of, getting them to bed, and spending a little bit of time with your significant other, it's about 11 o'clock and you want to do 11 to 2 a.m. and know that you can get that done and still wake up at 7 to get the kids ready for school. Whatever the case is, that's just a hypothetical situation. If you want to do it that way, great. Another situation, you know, you are married, you got 2 kids. Your significant other takes the kids out for the day. You got the time that you need to yourself. Okay, cool. I'm going to, you know, take a few hours of my own personal time and just bang out all these other tasks that I want to do. So by the time my significant other gets back with the kids, I can spend quality time with them or whatever it is. You know, it's just balance. And the rest is part of that. And I will never tell anyone to, you know, overwork themselves until they're drained or anything like that. I only do these podcasts to tell you guys what's going on in my mind and, you know, the things that I've been doing for myself for quite some time that has been working for me, and it just might work for you. So you just don't want to overwork yourself to where you are forcing yourself to do things to achieve something, to, you know, show the world, hey, look at me. And you also want to make sure that your health is definitely on point. And it's eating healthy, sleeping right, exercising, and being spiritually grounded, which is what's always going to be beneficial to you in the long run. And, you know, through this process, I've dealt with some lows myself, and I've had to, you know, get myself back on point. And just know that not everything is going to be high. So what I will say is never get too high, never get too low, and get the sleep that you need. So that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. A little bit more of getting to know me on a little bit more of a personal level, but not too personal. But anyway, heading off. Wednesday, motivation, inspiration coming up. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.